Hello and welcome to Baylor Connections, a conversation series with the people shaping our future. Each week we go in-depth with Baylor leaders, professors, and more, discussing important topics in higher education, research, and student life. I'm Derek Smith, and our guest today is Baylor University President Dr. Linda Livingstone. It's the start of a new school year here at Baylor. President Livingstone has been busy meeting new students, welcoming families here throughout Welcome Week and the start of a new semester, convocation, and more. A lot going on. President Livingstone, you've been busy. Thanks so much for making time to be with us today.
Happy to be here, Derek. It's an exciting time to be at Baylor and so much fun to welcome all the new families to campus.
You know, Baylor does welcome families and students in some special ways, and you get to know them. What are your favorite aspects of these days leading up to and then starting a new semester?
Well, the first gent, Brad, and I helped with move-in, which was last week on Wednesday and Thursday. And, you know, we do move-in in such a unique and special way, and we make it so easy for families when they arrive on campus. And it really helps reduce the stress for them of moving a child away to college, sometimes for the first time, sometimes for the last time. So I love the way we do move-in. It also brings together thousands of our own family to help. So it really brings the community together. So that's fabulous. We had a wonderful family picnic to send the parents away and keep the students here. We did it a little differently this year, and it was a very kind of moving and emotional evening for the families, but very, very special. And then you mentioned convocation. We do that with our freshmen at the end of Welcome Week. And that's a way for them to sort of be brought into the academy, into the academic community. We've done a lot of fun things during Welcome Week, but we also want to remind them that they're here to get an education, and that's the core purpose of being at Baylor. And so it's really a nice ceremony, helping them understand the significance of what they're about to do and what a privilege it is for them to be able to be at a place like Baylor.
Well, you talked about you've met parents, you've met students, and you have another role added to your list this year as a Baylor parent yourself. Now, your daughter Shelby pursuing her graduate studies in Truett Seminary. I know she's involved with the volleyball team as well. What does that mean to you to have your daughter now here as a student at Baylor?
Well, we are just thrilled to have Shelby with us here at Baylor. You know, she graduated from Rice, where she played volleyball, and she is doing Truett Seminary's Master's of Divinity with a sports ministry emphasis. She has a real passion for ministry in the sports world because that's been so important to her. And so for us to have her here at Baylor, because she's been fairly distant from us during most of her college career, is a real joy for us as parents. And then, of course, her ability to continue not just to do ministry, but to be engaged with the volleyball team is fabulous, because she played and we loved watching her play, and now we'll love watching her coach on the sidelines as we cheer on our Baylor Bear volleyball team. So we're thrilled she's here, and it's just a joy to have the family back together.
Well, I know it's obviously exciting for you and the first gent, Brad Livingstone, and you mentioned him being involved in Welcome Week and move in and things of that nature. What has it been like for you? Well, you know, we've talked about now when you got here, there was, well, he's our first gent, and now he's just such a part of the Baylor family. Everyone knows him and loves him. But what's it stands out to you about the way he approaches that role of first gent and what that role brings to the Baylor family?
Well, Brad loves being in that role, and partly because he loves our students. And so he's very engaged with students, and he loves walking our dog Boo in the afternoon so that students can come up and visit and just have a little chance to relieve the stress. So he wants to be present with the students. He's certainly a wonderful encourager and support to me, and participates in many of the activities that I do, which is fabulous and in a wonderful way to really represent the university. And then the other thing, Brad is a prayer warrior. And so he prays constantly for the university, for our students, for our leadership. And it means a lot to know that he's there, not only physically supporting, but also supporting in prayer. And I think parents and members of our community can feel confident that there's some fabulous people praying for our community all the time.
That's great. Now, how do you all, obviously the demands of a university don't stop when the students are gone for a few months in the summer, but how do you all find time to relax, rejuvenate, recover, kind of the pop word these days, but how do you find time to do that amidst those demands to recharge for New Year?
Well, you do have to be pretty conscientious about it. You know, during the school year, it's harder than during the summer, so we do try to, you know, be a little conscientious of our schedule and plan time away. But we do also view some of the things we sort of have the privilege of doing as the first family as relaxing. We love our theater, our music programs, our athletic programs. We would probably do those regardless of being the first family. So we view those as relaxing. And then we did actually take a really nice family vacation this summer. We, Shelby was doing an internship in South Africa in Cape Town. So we got to go down and join her and spend some time in South Africa, Zambia, and Zimbabwe. So it was a wonderful trip and a privilege to spend some good time together as family, but it was a chance to kind of unplug and unwind for a couple of weeks.
What was the highlight for you of that? That moment when maybe you felt as far away or taking in something beautiful?
Well, we did safaris in a couple of places, and so absolutely, you know, you're in a very different part of the world when you've got a lion walking beside your car or you see an elephant wandering across the road. But we also did a whitewater raft on the Zambezi River.
Wow.
And it was a pretty hardcore rafting trip. So there were a couple of times you're going, wow, this is something I haven't done before. So it was exhilarating and fun and a great chance to get away.
Well, that's great. That's great. Y'all could get away as a family and spend some time in a unique setting. And now, of course, it is. We are starting the school year, started on Monday. What can you tell us about this? You met the incoming class. What can you tell us about this incoming class? It seems like we keep just getting, you know, so many bright students and those numbers and metrics keep going up.
Well, we're really excited about this class. It certainly came in at the numbers of students that we had predicted and anticipated. But far beyond the numbers, it is the most academically qualified freshman class that we've had in the history of the university. So a bright, talented group. It is one of the top two or three most diverse classes that we've ever had. And just over 40% of these students are from out of state, which really signifies that we're building a national and international reputation for Baylor as we draw students even more than we have historically from around the country and around the world. And I can tell you they were very enthusiastic to begin the school year and during Welcome Week. So we're looking forward to great things out of them as they go through the next several years at Baylor.
You talk about them being so well academically qualified, and it feels like over the last several classes, you know, we hear that more and more, which is really not easy to do if you think about it when you're already setting records to keep building on those. How does something like that happen? It obviously isn't just by accident.
No, we have a fabulous admission staff. Jen Karen leads that team, and they do such a wonderful job of really targeting the kinds of students we want at Baylor that we believe are going to be successful and fit in well with our Christian mission and our academic efforts. But I also think it's just a sign of how well we're doing as an institution. When students hear about our strategic plan, when they hear about the opportunities they have on our campus to engage with our faculty, whether that's in mission trips or study abroad or undergraduate research, and they also visit our campus and they meet our people, it is one of the best ways to sell Baylor to people is to have them be a part of our community and meet our people. And so it is certainly Jen and her staff, but even more broadly, the community makes everyone feel welcome, makes them know what a great experience they're going to have. And it's really helped move those metrics up in several categories over the last several years.
This is Baylor Connections. We are visiting with President Livingstone today on the program. And President Livingstone, when last we visited on this show, we were talking about a transformative gift, a $100 million anonymous gift to Baylor. And that's been part of, we've now learned, a record-setting year at Baylor in terms of fundraising, $243 million. It's an eye-popping number, but beyond the number, what stands out to you? What's significant about that number and what it means?
Well, it was a really exceptional year, and Dave Roselli and his team in our advancement office did a wonderful job working with our Baylor family to make that a reality. I think what's really significant about it, certainly the number itself is large and important, but we had more people give last year than we've ever had give before. So our numbers of individuals, both alumni and friends and parents, went up, which shows a great interest and support for the institution. And then we saw people giving more than they'd given in the past. And it's not even just the big gifts, it's those smaller gifts as well. As we broaden that base, it bodes really, really well for the future. So it was a great year in giving. It will really help us build a wonderful foundation for the future so that we can, you know, continue that trajectory of providing support for our students, which is so important and really helps us keep tuition down over the long run when we have success on the fundraising side.
So Give Light, one priority, Give Light and Illuminate, certainly a lot going on there, and maybe that's part of this answer. But as we look at the start of a new year, What are some of those priorities in your office and throughout the university that are really going to be seeing a lot of your attention this year?
Well, certainly our highest priority is the implementation of Illuminate, our strategic plan, where we're really focusing on becoming the preeminent Christian research university in the country. And so a part of that will be continuing to build out our infrastructure to support our faculty and their scholarly and research endeavors. It will be continuing to build out our faculty hiring plan. We're in the process of developing a 5-year hiring plan for faculty that will support the initiatives in Illuminate. And then, of course, it's continuing the fundraising, because in order to support the research and the faculty hiring and the scholarship support for students, it's critical that the Give Light campaign is successful and that we continue that fundraising effort. But we really ask ourselves constantly, is what we're doing helping advance the elements of Illuminate and moving us forward on our strategic plan? And we're all focused on that and making good progress.
You know, on that path to becoming a preeminent Christian research university, we're pursuing metrics related to R1 research, R1 institution, and Tier 1. We're hearing those used more and more together. For people who might not have followed it all the way, what does that mean again?
Well, those metrics have to do with the research dollars that your faculty are bringing in from outside sources, whether that's federal funding or grants from foundations and others to help support research, so that we're not funding all of that research ourselves. So that's important. The support you're providing to faculty in terms of their staff support to help with research, doctoral students, postdocs, doctoral graduate production. So how many graduate students are we graduating in various doctoral programs that are sort of research focused? So that's a metric. But then we also have metrics around student success, which is kind of going to the tier one piece of that. You know, what are our graduation rates? What are our retention rates? How are we helping some of our highest need students move through the pipeline and actually graduate? So we have metrics around research, but we also have metrics around the educational experience and ensuring that we continue to grow and develop the quality of the educational experience for our students.
This is Baylor Connections. We are visiting with Baylor University President Dr. Linda Livingstone. And in this last week, we've welcomed some new faculty here with new faculty orientation. Last May, we welcomed Dr. Nancy Brickhouse to campus. She's about to begin her first full school year as provost here at Baylor. Take us inside a little bit as we talk about Illuminate and that direction Baylor's going and bringing in new faculty. What that looks like, kind of getting them imbued. I think a lot of when they come here, they have that sense of Baylor mission anyway, which is part of what attracts them. But just kind of getting them on board as far as the direction we're going and that sense of what's special about research at Baylor and where we're going with that.
Well, certainly that process of orienting them to Baylor and what we're trying to accomplish and the role they play in it starts with the recruitment process when we're interviewing them on campus. And certainly during that, we talk a lot about Illuminate and what our goals are from a teaching and a research perspective, but also about the Christian mission and how we really want to hire faculty that care deeply about our Christian mission, have a personal faith commitment, want to create an exceptional experience for our students in the classroom, and are really thinking about the research that they're doing and how it could have a significant impact and move us forward. And so as we bring them into the institution, we begin to talk to them about the support mechanisms we have in those areas, how we want them to help move us forward along mission, teaching, and research. And really, they've chosen to come here because they buy into that vision of where we're going in that direction. And I got to welcome our new faculty during their orientation, and they're enthusiastic, they're excited, they're from really exceptional PhD programs and other institutions. So I'm thrilled with our new faculty coming in and know they're going to have make a huge contribution to where we're going in the years ahead.
Now, in that role as provost, Dr. Brickhouse, a Baylor graduate, brings great experience from Delaware and in St. Louis. What stood out to you about just that working relationship with her over these first few months she's been here?
Well, we are thrilled to have Dr. Brickhouse joining us. And certainly the fact that she was a Baylor graduate means a lot, because she understands the institution and loves the institution. But I have loved my few months with Dr. Brickhouse. She came in, she jumped right in with my team, the other members of the President's Council. And you really feel like she's been here much longer than just a few months, because she is so much a part of that team now. And she and I have a great working relationship. You know, we are in alignment on the direction that we're going and how to get there. And she has really begun to build great relationships with our deans, with our department chairs, and with our department. She's going around and meeting with every single department on campus. She got many of those done right at the end of the year last year since she came in May, but she's finishing those up now. So we're really excited about her leadership of our academic endeavor and of Illuminate. And I can't say enough about how excited I am to have her as a partner in the efforts that we've got going forward now.
You know, you mentioned the faculty coming here invigorated by that vision. I know we've had some professors on who said in part they came here because they saw the direction the university was going. When you have professors who are obviously coming here in part because of that vision, what stands out to you about what they bring? You mentioned we've got people who are fresh out of PhD, great PhD programs, but other universities as well. What does that look like?
One of the things we hear from the folks that we're hiring is that Baylor is one of the only, you know, significant research universities in the country where their faith life can actually be integrated with their academic and work life. At most institutions that are secular, you kind of live those in separate realms. But we actually encourage and want people to think about how their personal faith informs their research, their teaching. We want them to engage with our students around spiritual growth and faith development types of issues. And for faculty that are committed Christians and who think deeply about their work, both teaching and research, from a faith perspective, being able to do that in their work makes a huge difference. And it's a draw for them to be here. And then as we build out the resources to support them at the level that they would be supported at any other R1 university around the country, they see it as a way to do together things that they have great passion for that they can't do together at many other institutions.
Well, I know we'll be visiting with some of these professors who are recently here, who were recently hired in the months ahead, weeks ahead on some of these connections programs. And, of course, as we move into the fall, we'll be hearing a lot about some of that research that's taking place here on the program. This is Baylor Connections. We are visiting with Baylor University President Dr. Linda Livingstone, and shifting topics somewhat now as tomorrow is opening day for Baylor football. And you mentioned Shelby's involvement with volleyball. The fall sports are starting back up. And maybe it's not shifting topics so much in the sense that arts and athletics are a big part of Illuminate, one of the foundational pillars. First off, as we approach a new football season, what does strong athletics mean to a university in your role as president? Well, what do they bring to that whole mix?
One of the things we know is that athletics, particularly when you're in a Power 5 conference like Baylor is in the Big 12, is one of the most visible things that the university does to the rest of the world. And certainly we hope people are paying attention to what we're doing in the arts and in the academic realm, but you get a lot of publicity and visibility around your athletics program. And so for us, having an athletics program that competes at the highest level nationally and also lives out our Christian mission and represents the university in the highest and best way possible is a great message out to the rest of the world. And our coaches, you know, we have fall sports, soccer, volleyball, football. The coaches of all those, Coach Jobson, Coach McGuire, Coach Rule, you couldn't ask for three coaches that do a better job of embedding their faith into the work that they do and really instilling in their players the desire to not just be great athletes, but also to be, you know, people of faith, people of conviction and courage and character. And so when that's the message that people are seeing out there with our sports teams, it represents the university well. And really, they represent what we're trying to accomplish and illuminate in a very effective way.
Mm-hmm. Certainly one thing people do notice are things like colors, uniforms, logos, and things of that nature. And
I'm glad to see you with your logo and your green and gold on today, Derek.
Yep,
you're looking good there.
We are all in on Spirit Day. You are as well. And obviously, Spirit Day is fun. It's fun to see people wearing green and gold. But that's something you've really stressed to the Baylor family. What does that mean to you to see everyone in green and gold?
I think wearing our green and gold when we're out just as a way to symbolically say that we care deeply about Baylor, we love Baylor, and we are proud to be a part of the institution. And Brad and I, every time we travel anywhere around the country or the world, we wear our Baylor clothes and our Baylor colors. And we get stopped in airports all over the world and all over the country where people stop and go, oh my goodness, I'm a Baylor alum or I'm a Baylor parent. And it's just a great opportunity to kind of celebrate the university and to draw people together that love this institution. And the more we wear our colors, the more we connect with other people that love Baylor as well.
Well, you mentioned wearing the colors. There's the colors all unified now to the common green and the common gold.
Right.
You've got the new, the slightly altered interlocking BU, just an even snazzier version of that, that's now also the official university logo, not just athletics, but the university as well. And I know Jason Cook, our VP for Marketing and Communications, has talked about the fact that you had some very clear examples of how much more recognizable that is, that the BU is more recognizable to people who aren't part of the Baylor family than maybe the old institutional mark. What does that mean to you to see that BU as the official university logo?
Well, I think it's important that as we think about our brand and how we represent ourselves externally, that we're doing it in a way that's consistent across everything that we do, and it doesn't get confused with what other people are doing. And sometimes the old logo, we kind of looked at logos across institutions, and you honestly couldn't tell which of them went with which institution. When you do more of the branding around the BU and other institutions like that, it's just more, it connects more to kind of the heart of the university, and it's something that people see more because athletics can oftentimes be the most visible piece. That is oftentimes what they see. And so kind of integrating that across the entire institution, I think, will help with name recognition, with visibility and unity across all that we're doing. So we're thrilled about it. We've gotten great feedback on it, and it's going to be a fun year to continue to roll that out.
Finally, as we kind of wrap up the program here, the new logo, the new colors, what's your review of those going forward?
Well, I think it's been a lot of fun to develop them. We've had great fun rolling them out. I think it's going to be a wonderful thing for the university as we unify around colors and logo. In some ways, it's just symbolic of unity across the institution. You know, our athletic program is an integrated part of our academic world. The academic units across campus are working really well together. We're really bringing the Baylor family together. So in some ways, the unification of our colors and our logos are really just representative of the way we're working to unify the Baylor family around all the excellent work that's happening on campus and all the exciting opportunities we have in the years ahead.
Well, very symbolic. Well, that's great. And we'll look forward to seeing some of these things come together here in the months and weeks and months ahead. Thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate it.
It's a pleasure to be with you, Derek.
Baylor University President Dr. Linda Livingstone, our guest today on Baylor Connections. A reminder, you can hear this and other Connections programs online, baylor.edu/connections. Thanks for joining us here on Baylor Connections.